say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is a pleasure. Welcome to Biz Talk Radio. It is Frankie Boyer. And joining me, our first guest today. You hear that music? It's from High Noon, The Hollywood Blacklist, and The Making of an American Classic. Glenn Frankel, Pulitzer Prize winning author, is with us. And what a pleasure, Glenn.
Well, thanks for having me on, Frankie.
And we played that that little poem, the music behind the poem and all that, and we'll get into that. But this is about a group of very talented artists and their partnership. And there's so many stories within this one story, but this movie has become a cult classic for so many politicians. High Noon. Why is this movie such an important movie, in your opinion?
That's a really good question. I mean, here we are 65 years later, and this little black and white movie that was made on a shoestring budget, only took 30 days or so to shoot, has endured all this time. I think it speaks to something in the American soul. I don't want to get too poetic about this, but you know, one man facing four killers who've come to town, facing them alone because he can't get any of his friends or the other folks in town, the upright citizens, to stand behind him. And he doesn't want to be a martyr. He has no desire to die. He's just gotten married that same morning and just wants to go off and have a new life. But he can't walk away because there's something inside him that says he has to stay. And I think that appeals to us both in our sense of duty, our sense of what it is to be an American, what it is to be a man. I mean, you know, you name it and go down the list. And you're right, presidents have loved this movie. Dwight Eisenhower loved it. Bill Clinton loved it. Something about a person alone facing this kind of thing that appealed to presidents. So I think, you know, it's pretty lonely there in the White House sometimes.
Sure.
So sure. All those things come together, and there we have this little piece of art that has endured all these years.
And of course, the leading man is such a great iconic figure. I mean, gosh, he is. Who did not love that brilliant Gary Cooper. Who didn't love Gary Cooper?
He's wonderful in this. You know, he had a long career in Hollywood, made lots of films for 30 years or more. His name was above the title. But this film, which came out in 1952, really is the epitome of his craft, his ability to be both strong and yet at the same time vulnerable. He shows fear. He wants help. such a handsome man, such a graceful kind of man, that, you know, we don't remember a lot of his films anymore, but this one is sort of seared in our soul in many ways. He's fabulous.
He's fabulous in this movie. And, of course, it was Grace Kelly's first movie. But underlying all of this is going on behind the scenes. What's going on in Hollywood is the blacklist. And tell everybody a little bit about this story and why you wanted to write about it.
Well, Frankie, the blacklist was a fascinating and very difficult time, not just in Hollywood, but across the country. You know, World War II's over and something called the Red Scare. I mean, we're suddenly locked in a Cold War with the Soviet Union. Both sides have, by 1951, have nuclear weapons. Our troops are bogged down in Korea fighting Chinese and Korean communists there. It's a time of great anxiety, and people were looking for someone to blame. And the House Un-American Activities Committee comes to Hollywood and is seeking out communist infiltration. And so people are being forced to testify, people who used to be in the party, people who are a bit to the left. They're being asked to sign loyalty oaths. It's really a tough time, and it's within that climate that first the screenwriter of High Noon, a guy named Carl Foreman, was called to testify as he was putting the finishing touches on the screenplay. And so Carl's writing this thing as he knows he's going to face his own High Noon moment in front of the committee. And that's one of the things I found so fascinating when I was doing the book. It wasn't just a book about the making of a great movie, but it was set in this very turbulent and difficult time.
Yeah. Can we talk about your career for just a moment? Because it would be remiss for me not to talk about what an illustrious career you have had, Glenn Frankel. You worked for many years at the Washington Post. You taught journalism at Stanford University, at the University of Texas at Austin. You've directed the School of Journalism. You've won the National Jewish Book Award, was a finalist for the Los Angeles Times Book Prize. Your books are number one New York Times bestsellers, The Searchers. And, of course, in 1989, for international reporting for the Washington Post, you won a Pulitzer Prize.
Well, I'm a very lucky guy.
I think you're very modest. It's more than lucky to just don't win a Pulitzer Prize for luck. You know that, and I know that. But you won it so many years ago. And my question is that when something like that happens to you, do you have to, like, shake yourself and say, okay, now I've still got a lot of life and a lot of writing and a lot of work I have to do?
Yeah, it's hard to describe. I was in Jerusalem then. It was the first Palestinian uprising. A lot of people did really good work, but I had a very good year, and I really felt I was just telling stories of individual people. My whole career as a writer has basically been find people who face this kind of crisis, who have to make bad choices, and try to explain what that's about, because it helps, I think, my readers understand some of these things, like the Palestinian uprising, what was at stake there. So, you know, I was 39 then. I'm considerably older now, and it did, you know, nothing really changed for me. I got a bigger book advance, I suppose, when I wrote a book about Israel. And a little more stature, but the basic thing that always fascinated me about being a writer and being a journalist, that didn't change, and I feel very lucky, in part because I've been able to do what I love, you know, for the last 40-odd years and get paid for it. And that, you know, Frankie, I'm sure you love your job. I'm sure you come to work every day and you're very excited by it. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes,
What a blessing to have a career like that.
No, it's absolutely, I'm so grateful. I am absolutely grateful for that. And I agree with you. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do what you love. You know, your books, though, and the stories that you tackle, and that it's more than just telling a story. It's really getting into the conflict that we live with every single day, and we can just look at today's stories and the headlines. there's really not a whole lot new when it comes to conflict.
Well, I think that's true, and I couldn't help but see, you know, some of the hear the echoes and see some of the parallels. I started this thing in 2013, and I knew, you know, that the Red Scare was essentially a backlash movement by people who felt their country was getting away from them, was being stolen by outsiders, and they wanted to get it back. And of course, you hear that kind of theme now. And the one thing I found from it all was that our democracy, which is a beautiful 228-year democracy, is a little more fragile than I might have suspected. And the Red Scare points that out, and the current era does as well. And we have to be vigilant, and whether we're on the right or the left, we have to worry about the fate of our democracy and the right of people to speak out. All of that is at stake. And so there are a lot of modern echoes of what I wrote about from the 1950s.
Absolutely. The newest book of Glenn Frankel is called High Noon, The Hollywood Blacklist and the Making of an American Classic. He is all over this country, this great country of ours, doing all kinds of tours from Nashville. He was in Nashville and D.C., and now he's coming up to L.A. No, you were just in L.A., Santa Barbara and Tucson, and it goes on and on. Check him out. What's the best website, Glenn?
You can go to glennfrankel.com, all one word, and there are places there where you can order the book from Amazon or your local bookseller, or you can go to your local independent book dealer.
Great.
To find the book.
And, of course, this is the music from High Noon. Thanks so much, Glenn, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio. It is Frankie Boyer. And this is the time. What are we going through in this country right now? My next guest is calling it, we've heard of course, global warming, but she's calling it global whining. And she's a corporate strategist that says it's time to take control of our lives and shine. And Rini Cavallari is with us today, and it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program. You are the CEO and Chief Instigating Officer of Aspire People Performance Profits, and your latest book is Aspire to Shine. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Frankie.
So tell me a little bit about your whole, why are we whining so much? It's like we almost don't know what else to do.
Yes, you know, I think negativity, it's certainly a catalyst for change, and we seem to have a lot of it going on right now globally. And yet negativity is not something that's sustainable in terms of change. You have to have a platform to change, and negativity only dims the light on people. We need people who are going to generate light, and we need to really own our own self-leadership.
So give us some examples of that, please.
Well, for each of us, every day we wake up, and how we look at the day, it will be how we experience the day. So that's for starters. And when we start to look at how to connect with one another versus disconnect, we will feel more energy towards progress. When we are negative, we tend to be blaming and shaming. And this does not really do anything but suck the energy out of us. I don't know if you've ever been around those people that are energy suckers versus energy generators.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we need more energy generators in the world right now.
So you describe this whole phenomenon and is an epidemic.
Yes. You know, what's happened is that we seem to be in a place in our lives where we feel like it's out of our control. And we really need to own the responsibility again. You know, self-leadership, there's basically six pillars of self-leadership. And responsibility is one of those pillars. And when we own our responsibility and we take back our own power, we become powerful in having what we want in our lives. Versus, you know, hoping that things will change or blaming others because things aren't the way we want them.
You know, we can sit around and talk all we want. And, you know, I had a mother whose theme was actions speak louder than words. That was her whole theme in life, you know, just move, do something, become involved, become participate. And I think that that's exactly what we need to continue to do today.
I think you and I had the same mother because my mother was exactly, you know, don't talk about it, do something about it. And, you know, if you believe in it, then you have to demonstrate your beliefs by taking action. And so I think what happens is, when we feel negative, we aren't active, right? You know what I mean? You kind of get sedate. And so we need to really find that energy within because that's how we shine. When we are engaged and when we feel like that sense of self-motivation, and I can't motivate you to take action. You can't motivate me. We can't motivate another person. But what we can do is turn on our own motivational switch. And that really ignites us. And we have to find the things that we value in our life and align them. So now we're highly motivated, and that's how we get the change we want to see in ourselves, in our families, in our relationships, and quite frankly, in our world. Because if each of us owns that, imagine the light that's generated, right?
Right.
It's exciting to me.
Right. Can you teach this or do you, can we teach this?
Well, actually, I really spent a lot of time in the last about 16 months working with leaders around the globe. And their biggest concern was that they saw this level of motivation that seemed to be literally shrinking before their eyes, and how could they ignite something? And I think as leaders, we can inspire people. We can coach people, and that empowers them to own their own leadership. What we can teach is self-leadership. And there's the six pillars that I've identified that really allow us to take back our own sense of self and our own power. And those six include connection, the sense of connection with one another, so that we are intentional about building bridges and relationships and rapport with one another. And the second is being really clean with our communication. The third is having compassion. You know, when I have empathy and I don't stand in judgment of an opinion that you might have that's different than mine, that negativity that occurs when you're in judgment, it sucks your own energy. And then the fourth pillar is really owning your own sense of purpose and tying it into your life, into your work, into how you are living every day. And the fifth pillar is
I think that that's
negation.
A really – that I'm sorry. That one is just so important because we settle for so – we settle for so little in life. Really.
Yes, somehow, Frankie, we've lowered our own bar, which is crazy, you know? Like, why wouldn't we want to aspire for more for ourselves? Because when we're in that zone, that sense of synergy with ourselves, we contribute more. So when we have a sense of purpose, it allows us to connect the dots, and that really lights us up.
So my question is that there are people that don't know what lights them up. How do you get people to know what lights them up?
Well, I think you have to really explore your why, that sense of purpose inside you. I did this thing where I asked about 12 people that I work beside on a very regular basis, and I thought I really knew them, and I asked them each, what motivates you? And this was part of the research on the book. We interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people. We did surveys of thousands of people. And what we found is that we're all motivated by, of course, different things. But 52% of the people that we did interview, they came back and they said, we have a connection to helping others. So we have to really explore what is it that turns us on. And we just have to ask the question, what motivates me?
Oh, I loved this conversation. Give us the best website and how people can find out more about you and the work that you're doing, please.
Thank you. So aspiremarketing.com. You can also buy the book on Amazon. My email is reenie@aspiremarketing.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Reenie. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. Okay, girls, let's get real. Belly fat, muffin top, you call it what you want. It's a drag. I know. I've been staring at mine for a very long time. That is until I discovered Body Regime. Body Regime is not a diet pill. Body Regime is a weight management product loaded with 10 nutrients and botanicals that address metabolism, mood, and appetite. Body Regime supports your whole body, helping you reach your desired weight or manage your current weight without having to watch everything you eat. It also helps you feel good while doing its job. In my book, this makes Body Regime an amazing product. If you're tired of dieting and then putting the pounds back on, or you simply want to manage your weight in a healthy way, Body Regime is for you. To order, call 1-844-550-2639. That's 1-844-550-2639, or go to bodyregime.com. Be sure to order 3 bottles and get the third one free with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and
your biz.
The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now, HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printers are only $99.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now get an HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printer for only $99.99. Valid on SKU 2256781 and 31117.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
That is the question. Relationship guru, Dr. Stan Tatkin is with us. We love having him. He's a clinician, researcher, teacher, developer of a psychological approach to couple therapy, which is known as PACT. And he is has a clinical practice in California where he specializes in you've been doing this couple work for a lot of years, Stan.
Oh, I went about 10 weeks ago. Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. Hi, Frankie.
Nice to have you back. You are the you're the author of several books, including Wired for Love and Wired for Dating. And so I have to tell you that the political flavor and climate that's happening in this country today is affecting, I'm here to tell you, it's affecting my relationships, and I know from friends it's affecting their relationships, and it's affecting my relationship with some of my friends. So it's kind of like it's like a messy, sticky situation.
It sure is. I mean, I don't think there's anything like this in my lifetime. People are worried about their relationships. They're worried about what will happen to them, worried about what will happen to democracy, to manners, to you know, treating other people well. People are worried, I think, chronically anxious in a way that I haven't seen since 9/11, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I haven't either. I haven't either. And I was watching the Academy Awards, and a friend called me, and I said, oh, I'm watching the Academy Awards, and can we talk later? And she said, how can you possibly watch that junk? And went on and on and just took off. And, you know, it was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that.
I had a similar experience. My wife, Tracy, and I went to friends of ours and to see the Academy Awards. And there were a mixture of people who were yelling at the TV, yelling at Hollywood, yelling at the actors and so on. And so, and then, of course, other people, you know, feeling differently. So there was no discussion, because it could have turned out to into a bad discussion, but people were polite and people just mostly kept to themselves. But there is a split here, a division. And the division that we're seeing actually on Capitol Hill and, you know, in our politics is really being mirrored to a large extent in our homes and in our families. So I know exactly what you mean. I've written now several Psychology Today articles on this subject, and another one that's just coming out today, how this is affecting people and affecting couples in general.
Yeah, I have that discussion with my own sister who lives out of state, and we were having a conversation, and I just made a comment about the weather in California. Those people, and it was like, I said, it's terrible what's going on with the flooding. And she, like, she just took off. And the anger that came out of her, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Let's calm down here. Wait a minute. What are we doing? I don't want to talk about politics with you. We're not, you know, we're in no politics conversation now. Let's, you know, it's not about politics. So I've had to put some boundaries around me now. But tell us what we should be doing, Mr. Relationship. What do we need to do?
Well, I think part of the problem here is that people don't even know specifically why they're divided. There's different reasons for different people. For instance, some people are reacting to this administration from a trauma background, because it, you know, the goings on remind them of their families of origin, remind them of perhaps being misunderstood, or not believed, or abused, or mistreated. And there are other people who are, you know, tired in general of, you know, political correctness, or lying, or being manipulated. And then I think people are just sort of sitting back and watching what is a feeling that things are unraveling. You know, is this the end of the Roman Empire? Is this the end of America as we know it? Is this, you know? So there's all this anxiety, and for a lot of different reasons, I think people are you know, specializing in what they are afraid of, and they're not talking. They're not not about talking about, you know, who you voted for, or you know, who you think is telling the truth, but talking in a way in terms of their fears, because people on both sides of the aisle are feeling anxious. It's not just the pro-Trumpers, anti-Trumpers. It's everybody now.
Right.
So I think this would be a good time, instead of, you know, befriending people, instead of not inviting them out or not talking about politics, talking about the division, talking about what's making us so angry, what's making us not want to talk to each other. That, I think, is a worthwhile conversation to have, because we could say it starts at the top. It would be really great if we had leadership that pulled us together, but we don't. I think this is going to be something we're going to have to do in our homes, in our neighborhoods, with our friends and families, to start to pull together and start to think about what is going on. What is going on with the human spirit? What's going on where there is so much rage and so much terror and so much suspicion going on? And that's a form of activism. You know, activism doesn't mean you go out for your side against the other side. It is you get involved, you get engaged in what's happening. And this is an opportunity to respond to something important that's happening to not just us in this country, but in case people haven't noticed, it's happening worldwide.
Yes.
There is a change going on here. And this is a time for people, even at the lowest level, the base level, to really start pulling together, talking, and thinking this thing through. That's the kind of activism I think people should engage in, not just turning the TVs off and hiding and laying low and saying, I'm just going to ignore this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That actually leads to more anxiety, actually.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to go to my big trade show on the West Coast, and there is a mindset that is very, you guys on the West Coast are much more open to so many conversations as opposed to the East Coast and Midwest, and so I'm looking forward to seeing friends and chilling. And this trade show is about the natural products industry, and I know that there won't be a lot of political talk per se, but there will be the underlying feeling, and I think that that's kind of what I'm sensing from friends and comments being made.
And you'll probably hear, like you said, comments here and there that people are inferring things and so on. It'll be interesting when you come out, because I imagine that conference brings people from all over, right?
It does.
Not just the West.
It's an international. Yeah. It's an international conference with about just a small group of people, like close to 100,000, will be showing up for Expo West. It was about 80,000 last year, and they're expecting a lot more this year. It's one of the largest trade shows in the world, and so. I'm all excited about it because I love it. But it also represents a couple of things, and I want you to please reflect on that, on this thought of there's something very refreshing about spring and the renewal and the renewal of life. And I was just, it's freezing in Boston today. We are absolutely Oh, it is? Okay, we're frigid. It was like the coldest weekend of the winter this past weekend.
Right.
And last week was 60 degrees and 70 degrees, and the tulips started to come up, and the buds and the trees. You know, it's this renewal and this new beginning.
Yeah.
And so give us some inspiration about this time of the year being a good opportunity. Oh, we're out of time. You're going to have to come back and do that. That's all there is to it.
I would love that, Frankie.
And it'll be more spring by then. Okay. For more information,
enjoy your conference.
Thank you. For more information about Stan and your relationships are hard, but why, and all of the different articles, what's the best way to go? What's the best website to direct people to?
Well, one is YouTube, so people can see my TED Talk on that very subject you just brought up. But also to stankatkin.com. That's just my name, no space, stankatkin.com. Or our training institute where we train therapists,
thepactinstitute.com. And we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Well, it just takes a star to get up so high. One touch of
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Maury, founder of Super Good Stuff. They are the makers of functional products, products that we need to function better in the world. One of those products is an MSM formula. And Keith, it is such a powerful formula. What exactly is MSM and who needs it?
MSM, as far as I'm concerned, is the third most powerful product in the world. The reason for that, it's 34% sulfur, and sulfur is the third most used chemical in the body. And it helps with hair, nails, skin, knees, back, joints. It works on everything in the body. As I said, it's the third most powerful product in the world.
For more information about the MSM that Super Good Stuff makes, contact them directly at 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. Supergoodstuff.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Business Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And joining us now is John Willard from Dr. Willard Water. You've heard the commercials and you've heard me rave about the product. And there's an exciting contest going on. So all animal lovers, listen up. And John, welcome to the program. So you've been an animal lover. You have actually rescued dogs. You've adopted them. You've just been a real pioneer in, when it comes to animals and the way they're treated and all of that. So tell us about this contest.
Yes. Yes. As you know, we're animal lovers, and our Dr. Willard's pet product line was actually inspired by one of our rescue dogs, Aspen, who unfortunately passed away last summer. But we got another rescue dog in October, and he really inspired us to really get out there and do a little bit more, because he was abused and he was neglected, and he was a little bit more difficult to make the transition, and we felt like we really wanted to get people to take the leap the way we did, because he's just been a really wonderful dog even after having made that somewhat difficult transition. And anyway, so we started this contest where we're going to offer somebody a free trip to Atlantic City on our dime to attend the Best Friend League annual conference in July, and our company will pay for it, and all they have to do is submit their story to us at drwillard.com and just tell us about their adoption story, and we'll pick our favorite story, and that person will win the trip.
Awesome. So if you have adopted, the only requirement is that you've had to have adopted a pet, correct?
Yeah, you have to. It has to be a shelter pet or from an adoption organization.
Right. Okay. And it's such a great cause. And I can't. When those commercials come on television, I have to change the station, because, and I support them financially, but I cannot watch. It just breaks my heart. And when I've been to different countries a few times in Mexico, John, I've get physically sick when I see the dogs just being abused and left, and it just makes me, it so saddens me, I cannot even begin to tell you.
Yeah, it's really hard to think that a person with a heart would abuse an animal. And some of the things, like I said, with our dog, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. Our dog Jake was obviously pretty heavily abused, and he's very skittish, and it's really a sad thing to see the impact that it's had on
him.
Now that he's relaxed, he's a great dog.
Right, and I just friends of mine, my hairdresser is a friend, and she and her son had a very old dog, and he lived to be a wonderful old dog. And she said, no, I'm not getting another dog. I'm done with dogs. It was too emotional. It was too difficult to bury, and, you know, we're not doing it. We're just not doing it. Of course, she said, guess what we bought? Guess what we got? And I said, you got a dog. And she said, yeah, we went to the pound, and we got a dog. And she's so sweet, but she was abused. And the same exact story. So she's very skittish, can't be around other dogs. She doesn't know how to act or react. And but she's such a – there's, and she showed me the pictures of her and her little boy. She's a single mom, and her little boy is 7 years old. And so can you only imagine a seven-year-old boy getting – he didn't understand why the dog died and now having another dog. And so – it's such a great story, but I want to talk about pets for just a moment, and this is why Willard Water is such an incredible product. A friend of mine ran out of her Willard Water and called me frantically. Theodore is her cat, and Theodore, she said, you know, I didn't think the Willard Water was doing much, so I ran out of it, and I forgot to order it. And all of a sudden, I looked at Theodore's eyes, and they were all itchy and gross again. And, like, the only thing different was that I was adding the Willard Water to his water. And she said, that Willard Water has made such a huge difference. And she called me up and she said, you got to give me some Willard water until mine comes. So I gave her a little Willard water. She came by. I mean, she was like frantic. I need it. His eyes are getting worse and worse. And the minute she started giving him the Willard water, his allergies went away, John. They went away.
That's pretty amazing stuff.
So, you know, I look at my own plants. I have to just share with you, John, that I started using, I use Willard water, just so you all know. I mean, John knows I'm crazy in love with the product. I use it internally, and I put it in my water, and I use it all the time. I started doing it in my protein shake last week or a week and a half ago. I don't even know why. It was something we were talking about on air, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to try putting the Willard water right in the shake. And I did. I put it right in my shake. And I said, it's probably going to help me get the protein, more protein out of me. You know what I noticed? I get a little gas right after I have my protein shake. Not a lot, because, you know, it's just a little. But that went away. I didn't even get any.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so now, of course, I have to, now I can't make a protein shake without putting a little bit of Willard water in it. So for me, the research, and, you know, you have to really investigate this Catalyst water, because when you really hear the whole story, and we're getting sound bites, you know, just a quick interview with John Willard, but when you hear the whole story of how his grandfather, Dr. Willard, and from Purdue, created this Catalyst water, and when the water was taken off the market and everybody was up in arms and 60 Minutes covered it, and it's such a great feel-good story. 40 plus years later, Willard water is still in existence, but don't be fooled, it's drwillard.com is the best. And give out the phone number and the website and how people can enter the contest one more time, John, please.
Yes, it's drwillard.com. It's drwillard.com. And the phone number is toll-free. It's 888-379-4552. Once again, it's 888-379-4552.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And if you have a pet that you have rescued and adopted, please check it out and go to get online and write the letter and send it to John at Willard Water. Thank you so much, John. Thank all of you. Another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.